Here are some other things to keep in mind while guiding your prospect or client through the pain compartment down the pain funnel. Number one, remember the rule of 3+. It takes 3 or more reverses to get to pain. Remember, the first 2 responses will bring you ISS, or what we call intellectual smokescreens. Each time you hear ISS, keep reversing. Don't forget softening statements, and don't forget to nurture your reverses. Number 2. Take notes, and take them furiously. People love to be interviewed, especially if they're talking about something near and dear to them, their pain. If you don't write anything down, they may think you're not for real. Act like a news reporter. Use your notepad to keep control of the interview and give you time to think of your next question. Remember, your job is to get information, not give it. Number 3. When your prospect finally uncovers his pain, it could get messy. Remember, pain is an unpleasant experience for your prospect. And if you're guiding him down the pain funnel properly, you're taking him back to the event or painful memory just like a psychiatrist would. You have to remember to act, like a Broadway play. Selling is acting. You certainly don't want to be smiling now. Probably shake your head a lot. Puff a lot. Blow out through your cheeks as if you're releasing tension. Look bad. After all, if someone was telling you how miserable they were, you wouldn't put on a smile, would you? Number 4. Don't be creative. Work off the prospect's responses. What a subtle but oh so important Sandler rule this is. When you're in a selling situation, you need to be able to think quickly. Reversing by working off the prospect's responses helps you through those times when you might not be thinking quickly enough. Reversing enables you to use your prospect's responses to phrase your next question or reverse. How will you know you're at pain? You'll know because you've never heard it before. This is emotional stuff, not intellectual. The words you hear are different. Words like worried, concerned, frustrated, wasted effort, angry, upset, afraid. I've lost all hope. This is a terrible situation. I'm so disappointed, etc. Even how the words come out will be different. He'll get up out of his chair and look out the window with his back turned to you, even though he is still talking to you. Watch his body language, his posture. He may even lower his head or shake his head a lot. Some people even talk more slowly, as if they're getting in touch with their gut feelings. When your prospect discovers his or her pain, money becomes no object in finding a real solution. There is something you will get to before you reach true pain. They're called pain indicators, and they fake out a lot of untrained salespeople. A pain indicator sounds like pain, but it's not. It's still too intellectual. More ISS, intellectual smokescreens. For example, play your accountant for a minute, trying to sign you up as a new client. I would like to pay less in taxes so I can keep more in my pocket. It sounds like pain, doesn't it? But is it really? Probably more a pain indicator than true pain. True pain may sound like, I'm tired of giving away my money to the government and I'm not going to take it anymore. A little exaggerated, but you get the point. Now we're starting to get to the emotional. The good news is, when you start to hear pain indicators, know that you've broken through that intellectual veil most prospects maintain during selling interviews, and you're 1 or possibly 2 steps away from the bottom of the pain funnel, what all of us at Sandler call the pure essence of pain.